Van Nuys, Tuesday, October 12th, 11:22 p.m. Sunjung was waiting at the airport, looking worried. He and Kenner got immediately into a car and drove off. Sarah went home to her apartment. Bradley climbed into an SUV limo and left with an irritable wave. He was already on his cell phone. Peter Evans drove Jennifer to her car, which was back in Culver City. There was an awkward moment saying goodbye. He wanted to kiss her, but sensed some reserve and didn't. She promised she would call him in the morning. He drove home thinking of her. Sarah didn't enter his mind. It was almost midnight when Evans got back to his apartment. He was very tired and was stripping off his shirt when the phone rang. It was Janice, the exercise instructor.
"Where have you been, you cute thing?"
"Traveling," he said.
"I have called you every single day," she said. "Sometimes more, sometimes every hour."
"Uh-huh. What's up?"
"My boyfriend broke up with me."
"I'm sorry to hear that," Evans said. "Was it very..."
"Can I come over?" she said.
He sighed. "You know, Janice, I'm really tired."
"I need to talk to you. I promise I won't stay if you don't want me to. I'm only about a block away. 5 minutes?"
He sighed again, louder this time. "Janice, tonight is not..."
"Okay, good. See you in 5.
Click. He sighed. He took his shirt off and tossed it in the hamper. She never listened. That was the trouble. He decided that when she got to his apartment, he would just tell her to leave. That's all. Just go. Or, then again, maybe he wouldn't. Janice was uncomplicated. He was ready for an uncomplicated exchange. He pulled off his shoes and dropped them on the floor. On the other hand, he didn't want Janice around in the morning if Jennifer called. Would Jennifer call? She said she would. Did Jennifer know his home number? He wasn't sure. Maybe not. He decided to take a shower. He might not hear Janice in the shower, so he unlocked the front door for her and headed for the bathroom. The hallway was dark, and he had just a fleeting glimpse of a dark shadow before something hit him on the head, very hard. Evans yelled. The pain was intense, making him gasp, and he fell to his knees. He groaned. Someone hit him again, this time in the ear, and he fell over on his side. Disoriented, he found himself staring at a pair of feet in dirty socks. He was being dragged into the living room. He was dropped unceremoniously on the floor. There were 3 men moving around him. They had dark masks over their faces, like ski masks. One of them stepped on both his arms, pinning him down, flat on his back. Another one sat on his legs and said,
"Don't talk, don't move."
A growly, menacing voice. Evans couldn't move anyway. He still felt disoriented. He looked around for the 3rd man. He heard sloshing water. He glimpsed what looked like a plastic baggie.